This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. A new trans health group is calling on the federal government to subsidise the cost of medical care and gender reassignment surgery for transgender Australians. Organiser Melody Moore of the Cairns Transgender Support Group says the despair of not being able to access funding for treatments often led to higher levels of depression, anxiety and suicide within the trans community.
Obviously, we face a lot of discrimination when it comes to trying to find work. The anxiety and depression issues become very debilitating and it causes a person to become very dysfunctional and not able to cope with just even the basic things that they need to do in their everyday lives.
The national campaign also aims to show that health issues resulting from gender identity disorders also cause many people to rely on welfare payments from Centrelink.
A post-Sydney Mardi Gras community discussion has generated fierce debate amongst the 50 or so attendees, with many claiming the criteria placed on parade entrants limited their freedom of expression and identity. Concerns were raised by a number of groups who said their applications had been unfairly scrutinised, despite the fact that the entry criteria hadn't changed from the previous year. The Mardi Gras board also took the opportunity to acknowledge that it was a mistake to drop the words gay and lesbian from this year's parade title without proper consultation.
Melbourne will host Australia's first national conference on surrogacy next month to offer advice to prospective parents, including gay couples, about starting a family. Surrogacy Australia spokesman Sam Everingham, who has 10-month-old twin girls with his partner, says the event aims to help people make informed decisions. It is currently illegal to enter a commercial surrogacy arrangement in Australia, but Everingham says the laws aren't stopping people.
US President Barack Obama has used the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner to make a light-hearted gay-friendly joke about his achievement in repealing the notorious Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
In my first term, we repealed the policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. In my second term, we will replace it with a policy known as It's Raining Men.
The event is attended by politicians and media reps from around the country, with the incumbent president regularly looking back at some of his achievements in a tongue-in-cheek manner.
UK charity Stonewall has conducted the world's largest survey of gay and bisexual men's health needs, with a range of alarming findings coming from the poll. The study of almost 7,000 men found almost 3% of gay men in the UK had attempted suicide, compared to just 0.4% of the country's general population. The survey also found 80% of those who have experienced abuse haven't reported it to the police.
A new independent short film produced to support the Coalition for Equal Marriage in the UK has been released to encourage support for same-sex marriage in both England and Wales. The 100-second clip shows British forces returning home to their loved ones, with the reunion of one soldier and his male partner soon turning into a surprise marriage proposal. The film argues that if people can serve in British military regardless of sexuality, they should also be able to celebrate their love and commitment with civil marriage.
Briefly, in other news, advocates have welcomed older gays and lesbians being recognised as a special needs group under reforms to the Aged Care Act, announced last week by Federal Aged Care Minister Mark Butler.
We want a system that allows those people who feel cautious about identifying their sexuality to be able to use the system easily and comfortably, but also those who do want to identify their sexuality and have those needs catered for to be able to do that as well. And I'm not sure that the aged care system has been particularly good up until now at catering for sexual diversity.
And now to QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
In the US, Oakland A's baseballer Brandon McCarthy has taken a strong stance against homophobia by tweeting that the crowd kiss camera is mocking gay people. McCarthy said the novelty would make gay spectators feel uncomfortable, and Europe's largest gay and lesbian golf tournament, the German Rainbow Open, will return for its 8th year this September, with the two winners awarded pink jackets in the style of the Masters.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on QNN. Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.